Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:09 and it is Tuesday morning and it is that time. It's your first chance today to get yourself into our Secret Show pool party that we're throwing on July 11th at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. You have to be over 21 and be calling number 97 right now. 800-400-3697. Call right now. Caller 97 gets two passes to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show and Pool Party, July 11th, Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. This is our fourth year in a row doing this. The next morning on July 12th, we're going to do our show live from there. Same setup. It's right out front. There's a big tent. You can't miss it. And you're welcome to come. That's all ages. There's no ticket required for that. The one on the 11th you need a ticket for. If you're calling number 97 right now, you'll also be in the running for the daily grand prize, which is a two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Yesterday's winner was Tony from Palo Alto.
Going to be so fun, Tony.
Fun. Yeah, it is going to be great. And actually, there are more chances to get in. Throughout the day, we're getting people qualified for the grand prize and giving them these tickets for the Secret Show. So right now, obviously, you call in 97, 11 o'clock, 1, 3, and 5. But also, Wednesday through Friday of this week, we have three spots to give away for our great floaty race. This is the Monterey Bay Aquarium Great Floaty Race. We've been doing this every year as well. You will either compete as representing Uzette, so you and a guest. One of you is on the float, and the other one is actually pushing. Mm-hmm. The next day, it's Hooman or Bryn, and Friday, we'll give away a third slot. So you'll have to answer a trivia question about one of our three people, Uzette, Hooman, or Bryn. One of the people that you'll be taking the place of. So this is yet another way for you to get into the Secret Show pool party.
Do we have any test questions?
Oh.
I'd love to see if I can.
Yeah, let's see if you can pull one out.
Could I win?
I feel like we could win. We're here.
All right.
All right. Here's a test question in order to get you qualified to be on that person's team.
You do have to be 21 to win these tickets still, because the Secret Show is... And the pool party, too. They're for grown-ups. And if you are the winner, you'll also get a four-pack of Monterey Bay Aquarium tickets, which is kind of a nice bonus.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Let's give one for each one. You ready?
All right.
Both of you?
No. Just Vinny.
I just rang in.
Okay.
Oh. It's time to play a game. Vinny gets all three correct. Uzi gives him $5.
All right.
Give me two.
Why do I
give you two?
$2?
You cannot have my 20.
$2.
Vincent?
Yeah.
What is Uzette's favorite TV channel?
Oh.
Can I steal? This is so hard.
Can you steal.
Can you steal?
Maybe.
Okay. I'm going to write it down, and then you steal, and we'll see if we have the same thing.
What?
I'm writing down my answer. Now, what's your answer?
Well, you got to make the guess first. And then if you can't get it right, then I have a chance to steal. You either get it or you don't.
Oh. I'm just saying, say the answer. I've already written mine. We'll see if I'd have had it right. I did.
That's exactly
For
what God I would have
For God's sakes, why is it so hard?
What does it say?
I wrote Bravo.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, that's what I would have said, too. But that's the thing.
You said, can I steal?
You steal it.
You just said I'm
you
stealing.
Steal after somebody has already answered incorrectly.
What goddamn game are you playing?
Game? That's how you do a steal.
You don't steal. You don't wait to steal. If you
do.
Say,
you have to wait.
You steal.
Oh, my
I just
God.
Stole it.
Okay, next question.
God.
This is a Hooman question.
All right.
Vinny, what high school did Hooman go to?
Oh.
The high school.
Sarah High School.
That is correct. All right. A Bryn question.
All right. What's wrong with his legs?
Shucks, Bryn. You didn't put it the answer, so you'll have to answer. What degree black belt is Bryn?
Okay, well.
It's a tough one, right?
Well, no, it's not that tough. It's either 3 or 7. I'm going to go 3.
Bryn? Oh, is that right?
$2.
Yeah, he's right.
All right.
All right, easy, give him $5.
$2, I said.
Well, he's going to steal.
I got all. What? You and your steal?
$5.
Can I steal? In 5 minutes.
What all the? Right. So we'll play this game Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and let's do it at like 8:05.
Okay, great. 8:05 it is. So
those are all doable.
Yes.
I think.
Those I thought were very simple. So we'll have a trivia question about either Yuzette, Hooman, or Brynn, and you'll be representing that person in the great floating
race.
By
the way, did we say out loud it was Bravo? Because it's Bravo.
Bravo. That is correct. That's the first, whenever I turn on the TV,
go to
that's
Bravo.
My first go-to, and then I jump off from there. Good job, Vinny.
Bravo.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, bar trick to get rid of hiccups. Wedge of lemon or lime, dip in sugar, sprinkle bitters all over it. What are bitters?
They're like something you add to a martini. It's like a little, it's a little jar of dark liquid. I
really?
Don't really know what they are. But
sprinkle bitters all over it and then bite down and suck on the wedge. No more hiccups.
Mm. I think you just distract yourself so much with
yeah,
setting the whole
so
thing up.
All cures for hiccups, including the one you mentioned, are forms of concentration. Holding your breath, trying to answer a tricky question. It's all about concentrating and waiting for the hiccup. You're welcome.
Bitters is described as traditionally an alcoholic preparation flavored with botanical matter so that the end result is characterized by a bitter, sour, or bittersweet flavor.
Mm. Hey, buy a little jar of bitters, a little bottle of it.
415 says, does Hooman realize that Rotten Tomatoes gets gamed all the time? Rotten Tomatoes is about as reliable as Yelp or Wikipedia.
He's getting the winner.
Oh. Is that true? Anybody?
I have heard that people say that they have figured out ways to trick Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
But Hooman's in the middle of something. Save that one. Can ask him about it.
Mexico and Germany was an awesome game. It was a good game. You're right. Oh my God, I'm dying from the story of the lady who does the guys in the parking lot. Great commentary. I was rolling laughing. Love you guys.
Do you remember where that story was set? My mom thinks she actually knows the dude.
Nuh-uh.
With the elephantitis nose.
His nose says he has untreated syphilis.
Oklahoma.
Oh. Yeah, Mom, they're in Oklahoma.
But it sounds like your grocery
Oklahoma
store
City.
Clerk has untreated syphilis.
Yeah.
You may want to know that. I don't know. How can that be handled
I
by
don't.
Juggling your melons?
Oh. You mean passed on to someone?
Right.
I don't really know. I think syphilis, you got to do the person. If their sores weep on you, I'm not sure if that's... I don't know. I don't know enough about syphilis to answer that question, but I should look into it because we should all know more about syphilis.
Aren't they both bipolar? That would be a total train wreck. That is about Ariana Grande
and
Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if she is. I know he is. Well, he's got issues.
Yeah, it's one way to put it.
One of them isn't Ariana Grande, though.
Woo.
My mom has gout, and she takes cherry supplement every day and hasn't had a flare-up in years, but you have to take it every day.
Yeah, Bryn.
Love you guys.
She probably also watches what she eats and real careful about it.
Sure.
Poor Brittany. Go to the doctor
yet? I'm doing good.
You feeling better?
Yeah, you know, that was, my gout's, you know, kind of there, here and there, but it was more about the ankle sprain that day.
Was it?
It was my broken ankle that I keep spraining again. It's a reoccurring injury.
Liar says what?
What?
Liar. Finally got someone, Vinny. I don't think that's ever worked.
I gave it to him.
I finally got someone.
That was a gift. That was nice of you, Brynn.
You're so stupid.
And a liar.
So you don't believe me that I sprained my ankle?
Oh, no, I do believe you.
Okay,
I believe
that's
you.
Good
but
too.
He said liar says what, and you said what?
Yeah,
so
I got
that
part.
Liar.
I got that
makes
part.
You a liar.
Yeah.
Good job, Vinny. You finally got somebody. He's been doing that for 15 years.
I've witnessed that.
I've never seen it work. In fact, my line is, that never works.
but it works now.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, God, that just made my day.
Doesn't take much. It's a good one.
Whew. We knew that it was the gout, Bryn. I don't know why you just won't, you know. It's cool. We're your friends. We're your family. We love you.
Yeah.
We know.
I appreciate that. I don't know how to respond to any of this, to be honest.
You said you were a liar, so we won't believe you no matter how you respond.
It's already perfect. You guys, especially Vinny, you think that low fat is good for you, but contrary to what the government wants you to believe, fat is actually good for you. Listen, there was clearly a misunderstanding, probably more than once this morning, but on that particular topic, I thought she was pouring scrambled eggs into a whole pan of bacon fat.
Yeah.
And to me, that seemed like you were going to get a tummy ache.
Yeah. Because you would mix them in. It would
right,
be mixed
like
in.
Like you were mixing just a bunch
no.
of bacon fat into scrambled
I
eggs.
I should have been more specific. I just cracked eggs into the pan.
I didn't know.
To baste them.
Fried eggs. I've never, I don't do that.
You don't do fried eggs?
No, I do fried eggs.
Oh,
I don't
not
do
in the
them
grease,
in the bacon
right.
fat. So.
Got it.
I assumed you were just pouring scrambled. I didn't
nope,
know.
I wasn't.
415 says, thank you, Vinny, for coming clean with your lies. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I just knew there had to be more to your story. Thanks for being honest and keep... There's 1,000 more things to my story.
Mm-hmm.
Those lies weren't even part of my drunken lie story telling.
You told me some doozies toward the end there.
I don't even remember them because they had no basis in
no.
real life.
But it was, you know, I didn't really know what was going on with you, and... So as I'm trying to figure it out, you came up with some. You were so creative.
Well, so that's...
If only you'd used your powers for good.
Now, well, I shouldn't say none of them. The drunken driving story, that was obviously alcohol was involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole car crash thing was just, well, I don't want to take... I'm never going to be able to tell my mom I was wrestling with nipples in the front seat of the car while driving.
With a car full of poinsettias.
And launched myself into a field.
Right.
I hit a curb is what I hit, which... Blasted. You know how curbs will come down for wheelchairs to roll
yeah,
out
sure.
of them?
So, oh, so you blasted up like so, Dukes of Hazzard style.
So one side hit the actual curb and one side rolled cleanly in.
Mm.
And that side, the passenger side that hit the curb, both tires blew on that side. Out. So we're rolling through the field like this.
Mm.
And then they looked
how far
out.
Into the field did you get?
Well, we went all the way through and out.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you left the field.
We left the
so
field
your
to
mom...
park the car. She pulled up and we were parked on the street with two flats. But while we were still rolling through this little field, Nipples looked out the window and was like, oh my God, we have two flats.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, we can't stop here.
Let's go back to the party.
Let's put the car in the street. Mm. Lock it up like normal people. Now
yes.
we'll go back
let's,
to the party.
Now we'll be normal.
Like
now
happened.
We're going to do yeah. normal people stuff.
Right.
Great idea.
My husband is the sweetest guy in the world, but he has an evil twin in him activated by tequila.
Oh.
He's a bleep hole when he drinks that stuff.
Yeah, there are definitely people who you go, you can't drink that. Like, I don't drink gin because it just makes me ugly.
Rosé makes me feel the happiest.
Aww.
I associate it with summer, sunshine, friends, and barbecue.
Mmm.
You like
nice.
Rosé?
Sure, I'll drink rosé.
You will?
Yeah.
All right.
Not my first choice. Hey, remember earlier we were talking about Tiffany Haddish in
yeah.
that Alexander McQueen dress?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She did wear it last
Of course
night.
She did.
She had to do that bit.
Yeah, she's getting yeah. some mileage out of that dress.
Yeah.
I love it. She should, and people should do that. They spent all this money on these just extravagant dresses that they can yeah. now never wear again.
Well, then a lot of those stars, the dresses are given to them or not rented, loaned.
Right.
Yeah, it's like advertising
it
for
yeah.
the designer.
Sure. Right.
415 says, isn't it interesting how the Hardwick story is evaporating from the news as fast as Aziz Ansari's story? Bad boyfriends don't make for salacious enough content, huh?
What are they complaining? Because I didn't do any sexual harassment stories today?
No, I think they're just saying that this Hardwick story isn't
yeah,
the definition
one...
of what we're talking about when we say the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do think he's... First of all, there's a lot of stuff that bothered me about that one. Number one, she writes this story pointing at him but never says his name so he can't sue her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got enough deniability to say, I wasn't. Meanwhile, anyone who knows her knows that she went out with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's screwed by that story
He's already lost work over it.
Right. I also think this whole, he's blackballed me for, what jobs did you have before you were with him? You mean he wouldn't hire you? Is that it? I don't like her deal.
I'm with you.
I don't like it.
I just don't like the random, like if you want to file charges against someone or you're going to.
Right.
Then okay. But these sort of random blog posts that are.
This ex-girlfriend
people,
stuff. This.
Right.
Oh, you blackballed. Or he didn't hire you? Is that it?
Yeah.
He wouldn't give you work?
Why don't you go find someone who says, yeah, that guy did say bad things about you and I didn't hire him because of you. Find that guy and go to the police. I don't know. It feels wrong to just be able to make. I mean, anybody who wants to, and people are awful. Anybody who wants to screw anybody over could do this. I'm mad because he broke up with me 15 years ago. I think I'm going to F his life up right now. I'm not saying that's what this girl did, but unfortunately, it makes me suspect that. Like, what are your motivations
here?
Well,
the whole way it was done. She doesn't put his name in the story, so she can't be sued. Well, if he did that stuff to you, what are you worried about?
Yeah.
Stand up, face it.
Agreed.
I mean,
it's
I know
the same
that
thing with the Aziz Ansari thing. Like, she, you know, writes on just some random website her experience.
Well,
that
she did that super anonymously, too. Mm-hmm. At least this other girl that was with Hardwick had some name to it, right?
Chloe Dykstra.
Right. Which I guess she's some. What do they call those people who go to the comic cons?
Oh,
I
nerds.
Think she, no, well, she's like a. She's one of those. What do they call them? Cosplay.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I think she's a cosplay model.
Oh,
is that what they call them?
I think that's what she is.
Is that like a? Is that short for like costume?
Yeah,
they just want to dress up as these costumed individuals and go and.
And he's like
there.
Kind of some kind of king of nerds. From
yeah,
well, what
he's
I
a
gathered.
Big nerd dude, right? Fanboy.
So I don't know all of the details. I'm not trying to slander her or him, but what I read came off like, oh man, she just went after him and succeeded. Mm. Hooman should be on The Bachelor, says 510.
Oh, Hooman, you should be on The Bachelor.
Yeah,
he's gone. Did he leave?
He was going to the boys' room.
Oh. Boys' room. Smoking in the boys' room.
Is that a song?
Smoking yes, that's a song.
Okay, well,
it's one of those songs.
Let's call it there.
All right, we'll be back. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Did you cheat?
Cheat?
At what?
How come you said that gimme?
When he said liar says what, and Brent actually said liar. No, he said what?
I said liar.
Well, he said he was a liar by saying what.
I don't know what any of you were talking about.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You just said to him. You just said to him, thanks for the gimme.
What?
It felt like the right thing to do. I know Sarah's always on your back the whole day. and
she is always on my back all day, especially today.
Constantly hot.
God. You know.
Don't act like he didn't give you the gimme that you were just talking about before we got on the air.
I feel like a lobster right now. I feel like I should run for it.
You should run for it. Jeez. You better scurry away quick, little lobster. Gonna pounce on you.
Anyway, we're going to do a secret show today, aren't we?
We sure are. We're going to head in there right now.
It has been a minute.
Mm-hmm. It has.
Maybe a minute and a half.
Mm. Like a minute and a half. I'm pretty sure you're right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So, yeah, we'll go do that. I want to get through. I have a big stack of bad advices and stuff I want to get through.
Great.
Anytime you have it. We were talking about this earlier. We give free advice all the time. You know, we're life coaches is what we are.
Well, one of the things that made me laugh, and we mentioned it, is that the lady on Big Brother who says she's a life coach.
24.
She's 20-something, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, man. And plus, you're supposed to, if that's your occupation, you're supposed to make money from it. We do it on our podcast. We've been around, though.
Yeah, we do it for free.
And we do it for free.
That's right. We don't have any investment in this. We're not looking for you to, you know, come back with more problems or anything. We're not trying to loop you into some whole life adjustment period. Just you got a problem, anything. It can be a sexy problem. It can just be, you know, a problem with picking out silverware. I don't know what your problems are. Whatever they are, we'll be happy to help you.
Picking out silverware?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something random. I'm just saying, you know, there's not a lot of places where you can go where you're not paying for the advice and people are being as honest as they can be with you. Mm-hmm. Your friends aren't going to be as honest. They're trying to protect you. They still want to be friends with you. We don't care if we're friends with you or not. We'll just tell you.
I care if they listen, though.
Yeah, I do care about that. I think the funniest part about bad advice is that the answer is always in the email. Like, people write it out. They spell out their whole thing. And it's all right there. If you just, like, read back your own email, you might not even have to send it to us. There's advice piece number one.
Don't say that. Don't say that. You're giving away the key to, like, they're going to solve their own problems. Then we won't get their letter and we won't get to have fun with it.
What's that like? We'll make
they're
less money
know
off
we're
of
phony.
It. Yeah, imposter syndrome. Anyway, right. The Secret Show is a podcast we do in addition to this show. You can find it at RadioAlice.com. Mm-hmm. And anytime you want to write us a bad advice question, send it to Sarah@RadioAlice.com or Vinny@RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE. We'll meet you there at The Secret Show. Have a great day, and we'll see you on Hump Day.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.